existence and look at the light, because in the non-existence there is light. Non-existence is not empty. Everything is over there, especially the light. How? Yes.
How, oh brother, is existence in non-existence? How is opposite concealed in opposite?
This is the question. When we talk about non-existence, we talked about that and said, oh yeah, this is the trick, this is the trick. Now seriously, we talk about non-existence. So okay, this question, that non-existence, what is this non-existence? Please tell me, oh brother, help me. What is this existence in non-existence? Does non-existence exist? Exist in non-existence or what? What's going on? Yes.
He brings forth the living from the dead. Know that the hope of worshippers is non-existence.
This is a very tricky one. Because he has said, the living creature comes out of a non-living one, a dead one. Because non-existence is the hope of all these prayers. Just think about the sentences. Doesn't make sense that much. Says, this is what it is. Because we have arrived to understand something that we cannot explain it. And when we say it, you don't get it. What can we do? It's as simple as this, that existence comes from non-existence and goes back to non-existence. We even said the workshop of creation of the humanity is in non-existence. Don't look in existence for it. Non-existence. Okay. Now, please help me. Why are we talking about this non-existence this seriously? What's the importance of this? What is it? He's trying to explain to you that, listen, for animals, existence is good, non-existence is bad. Period. For them, the life is running away from death. Right? For us, First of all, we say martyr. And it means the witness. It means the living creature who is martyr, because he will reject the death. No, he accepted death. Then what? Okay, now my question is, because I'm lost here. What are we talking about? What is this all about? One thing. It's only one little point which will fade away. You don't like to think about it. What was the major point you hear today? Do you remember one verse? I asked him to read it twice. And I said, there is a point in here. Pay attention to it. What was that verse talking about? You forgot. He was talking about a poison, a killer, which is looking at yourself, paying attention to yourself, being selfish. Here, philosophically, he is trying to explain to you selflessness. Why they are selfless? They let go of this self. You think that if you let go of yourself, you don't exist anymore. They know that they give away this self and they exist better. How could we explain it? This is what it is. Did you get it? The point? He goes between existence and non-existence and all of that. And meanwhile, he talked about looking at yourself, paying attention to yourself, you. Being self-centered, that arrogance, that all of that we talked with these four birds, if you look at them, four together will be what? would be the arrogance and self-centeredness of a human. A normal human being thinks about me as a center of the globe, as a center of attention, as a center of importance, right? And say, that's the silliest stuff. That's where everything is upside down. If you're enlightened, if you're clever, pay attention. Non-existence is much, much richer and better than existence. Existence exists for a minute, then it goes away. But non-existence is always there, right? From that philosophic way of thinking about existence and non-existence, come down to yourself. Who are you? What is your universe? If you are at the center of your universe, what a silly, puny universe do you have? Because you're at the center of it. It's around you. The universe is limitless. That limitlessness teaches me a lot. Then, by looking at it, I understand that, why am I here? How am I here? If there is no death and giving birth to the next generation and so on, I was not here. So I'm the fruit of the process of dying and living, because death and life are two parts of one thing, two sides of one coin, right? This is what I try to explain here. Existence and non-existence, philosophically and personally in your feeling. That's what you could change immediately. This one you should understand, but that one in you, you should understand that if you give up something, you have more. This is what the teacher does. Giving and giving, somehow he receives more from that space and stuff. This is how you should look at it. Yes?
The soul, whose mind is empty, is not he joyful and happy in hope of non-existence?
Yet humanity has started with that. Agriculture, right? Okay, what is agriculture? The stuff, the food that you could eat, you throw it in the earth. Why? That hope that non-existence of this will create the existence of the fruit that I take back. This is how it works. The work is like this. Yes?
That crop will grow from the quarter of non-existence. Apprehend if thou art aware of reality.
Yeah. Now, understand what I'm saying, if you want to understand. It's not easy. What I'm saying that, look at it. That growth of the agriculture stuff is the fruit of non-existence. If you understand that this doesn't exist, and it's good if it was there, so we plant it, then we have a lot. This is how it works, right? So understand it, that non-existence is a part of existence. This game of creation, coming and going, is constant here. Yes?
Moment by moment, thou art expecting from non-existence to gain understanding and perception and peace and good. 'Tis not permitted to divulge this mystery, else I should make up cars at Baghdad.
Again, do you remember? This is something that is repeatedly, you can see in Maslan. He explains something, he arrives to a point and says, but wait, excuse me, I explained everything, and I arrived to a point that if I explain more, the confusion will be here. So let's stop it here. It's always at the end of some paragraph we say, we'll stop it here. Later, maybe we'll come back to it, we'll talk about it, but let's bring it down to the point. Yes?
Non-existence, then, is God's factory from which he continually produces gifts. God is the originator. And
this is that stuff that he's repeating. He was working that, yes, remember, non-existence is the workshop of the God. He's creating everything from non-existence and sending it here. Here, he will repeat it somehow to remember it always. That when we talk about non-existence, we are talking about the gift that we could receive from that non-existence. We know that something new could happen, something good could happen. We have this hope. Why? Because we believe in that non-existence. We are even waiting for it to happen. Yes?
God is the originator, and an originator is he who produces a branch without root or support.
Yeah. That's the creation of God. He will bring out something which was not. That's it. When you talk about the creation, I always think about Big Bang. Okay, there is this Big Bang. Why? We don't know. How? We don't know. So what? There is a lot of stuff we don't know. I don't have to know everything and da 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 da. But I know that there is non-existence and there is this gift given to humanity, given to all of us, to understand the non-existence. Talk about it here. We have to understand it philosophically, to really understand it and do it personally, internally. I have to understand the non-existence of me. Do you like to do that? No. Normally, you hate it. I want to talk about non-existence of me. The first dimension of non-existence of me is me dying. Yes. So what? Oh, Lord, let's skip it. Why you skip it? That's a part of life. I should know it. Okay. The second part. I'm thinking about non-existence. Then I remember that whatever I have didn't exist. When I was a young fellow, none of this existed. Cybernetic was not there, right? Now it's there. And I know there is a day that they don't even think about it, because this is how it moves. So, should I be sorry about the stuff that I lost, I don't have anymore? Should I feel sorry that I'm not that young fellow anymore? What do you mean? At the same time, I could be happy that I'm alive, I'm still here, and the food has two sides always. But there is one thing that I needed to be one-sided. That's my relationship with the other human beings. I don't want that to have the show off. I don't want to impress them. I don't need that. What do I need? A connection. Not a dominating stuff. Not to push them around. Not to cheat them. Just to be there. As simple as that. So, there I understand my non-existence. And so on, and so on, and so on. We talked about it, different angles of it, to understand that this non-existence we are talking about is not really non-existence. Existence is another kind of existence, is a better kind of existence, is a complete form of life. That's how it is. Yes?
Parable of the world existent that appears non-existent, and the world non-existent that appears existent.
Yeah. Are you listening? We have two commentaries, right? We have this parable, and then we have another three commentaries. And look at this parable. This parable is what? This parable is this, that there is a non-existence universe which looks that it exists,